It is time for another classic car chat with Al, brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. And today on our classic car chat, Stacy Carlson is going to be joining us. Stacy, welcome to the classic car chat.
Thanks, Al.
Now, we're going to start right off. I'm going to let you tell us what car we're talking about today. It is your car.
Well, Al, technically it is and it isn't. We're talking about a 1967 Pontiac Tempest two-door custom hardtop that I drove in high school and still drive once in a while, but technically the car belongs to my parents, Norm and Mary Carlson. They bought it brand new in 1967, shortly after they were married. Of course, I was born in 1968, and so I grew up with this car. I recall riding around in it with Mom to the grocery store when I was a young child, and always had time I was old enough to understand that some cars were special and some cars weren't. I realized that that was a special car, and I think that's what sparked my love affair with cars. I remember before I even had my driver's license, washing the car and cleaning the motor and doing this and doing that. And then, you know, when Dad would get home from work, I'd say, "Dad, can we go for a ride in the car?" And of course, with him driving, eventually I got my learner's permit and it was me driving. Eventually I got my license, and then that's a whole nother chapter there. We get into high school and having fun and everything, but that car has always been very special to me.
For a high school student, even back in that time period, that was a pretty cool car to have.
Yeah, you know, it really was, and sometimes we didn't realize it. You know, once in a while, you know, a young man would see some guy with a brand new car and think, "Oh yeah, I got this old one, but it's kind of special, but you know, I'd like to have one of those new ones too." But I always appreciated the car, and I got to give credit to my dad, because as a high school student, I wanted to do all kinds of crazy things to it, you know, cut holes in the doors to put speakers in and do all this and do that. And Dad always says, no, we're going to keep that just the way it is, you know. And I listened to him and never did it. And I'm so glad now, because the interior in there is 100% stock, and it's absolutely beautiful. You know, we never hacked it up, did the things that a lot of people would have done to a car like that. It's a great car. Like I say, I got to give credit to my dad for teaching me the value of taking care of something and really looking after it. And that's, you know, something that I've learned from that car that's carried on in my entire life. No matter what you have, you can take really good care of it, and it's nice.
So is the car pretty much original as it stands, or has it had some paint work done, or is it pretty much all original?
It's pretty much original. It has been painted two times. When I was in high school, right before I officially got my driver's license, the paint had been kind of faded and stuff. So we had it redone then. And then several years later, probably out of college and everything, we did have it repainted one more time, which is the paint job that's on it now. Still looks really, really good. Another feature that car has that's kind of unique, it has Magnum 500 rims, which were a popular wheel back in the 60s, and Dad put those on there brand new. Actually, he had them on the car he had ahead of that, which was a El Camino. And the crazy thing about those rims, they've been on that car since it was new, and we ran them through the winter and everything, and there's not a pit of rust on those. That's just how good the chrome and stuff was back in those days compared to aftermarket wheels nowadays.
So what color is this car?
So it's champagne beige. Was probably a very popular color in the late 60s. I can remember when we painted it the first time when I was getting ready to drive as a high schooler, I was like, "Hey, can we make it red or do something?" You know, there again, Dad's wisdom stepped in. "No, we're going to keep the same color." And I'm sure glad we did, because it looks period correct and beautiful now.
Vinyl top, because that was another popular option back in those days, was to put a vinyl top on, late 60s or early 70s.
So this one does not have the vinyl top, and the fact that you brought that up is an interesting story, because when Dad bought the car, he told me that he was considering a GTO, and the one that the dealer had on the lot was blue with a white vinyl top, and he thought that the vinyl top ruined the lines of the car, and so he went with this car. So kind of crazy.
Automatic, a 6 V8, what kind of drivetrain?
Okay, so it's a V8, it's a 326. It has been bored over. It's probably about a 350 now. When I was in high school, I put an aluminum intake and four-barrel carb and a different cam. Some of those modifications that we had thought we had to do back then to get all this horsepower that really never amounted to much. Compared to the modern cars you can buy off the showroom now, cars people call muscle cars really weren't that impressive, because compared to the stuff we have nowadays. he had to try, and you know, it was a disappointment, I guess, that it didn't make it faster than what it was or whatever. And there again, I can remember Dad telling me, you know, no matter what you do, there's always going to be somebody with a faster car than yours. So, you know, you just as well enjoy what you have and just be content with it. And so I did.
It sounds beautiful. It really does. And I'm glad that it's been kept in the family these years. And some of those things are just like family treasures that you can pass on.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We've never changed the title. It's still titled in my dad's name. So it's a one-owner car yet. 1967 one-owner car. When you look at the title, it's like, what is this thing? Because it's one of them little tiny pink titles, if you remember those from back in the 60s. That's what it still has because it's never been retitled. It's a time capsule for sure. It even has, back in those days, they had in the glove box in your owner's manual what they called, in your warranty manual, I guess it would be what they called a Protecto plate, which the dealer imprinted through one of those old credit card type machines when you came in for service. And that's still in there with my dad's name and everything in there. So it's pretty amazing, the documentation stuff on the car.
It truly is a time capsule. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks for talking to me about it. And it was great talking about the car and brings back a lot of memories, that's for sure.
That is a 1967 Pontiac Tempest. That's a nameplate that's gone too, unfortunately. I was sorry to see that one go. I was a big Pontiac fan. We kind of have a love for that. 1967 Pontiac Tempest two-door. Stacy Carlson telling us all about this great car on our Car Chat today. This Car Chat has been brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley. Thank you, Stacy.
You're welcome, Al. Thank you.